And your extended news at noon continues. And I wanted to spend a couple of minutes right now with Sarah Edwards, Butler County Register of Wills, Clerk of Orphans Court. And Sarah is with me on the phone. The reason being is because we're going to be talking about marriage applications done virtually. So good morning, or I should say good afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
Good afternoon, Tracy. I am doing well. How are you?
Good. And I'm glad that you're on the phone with me. And it's interesting. I mean, these are interesting times. And, you know, from my vantage point, you go through information and you're trying to get information out. And you think, okay, I think we've covered everything. And then your email comes through and I went, huh, didn't think of that. So we're doing marriage applications virtually now. Is that right?
That is correct. Over the past several weeks, we have received at least 2 to 3 calls a day, I would say, of couples asking whether or not they can apply for their marriage license. And because the county offices are closed to the public generally, we have not been able to issue them. So now we have started... we have come up with a virtual procedure.
This is very interesting. So walk us through, if we're in the position to apply for a license, a marriage license, how do we go about doing this?
Okay. So the couple will need to go online. We have the link on our webpage. It's our County Fusion website. So they just click onto that link, log in as a guest, and select the option e-file marriage license application. So then they will go through. They'll have to answer questions such as their parents' names, their parents' places of birth, their parents' occupations, their own occupations, where they live, just the general questions that they would answer if they were in the office with us. Then they will submit that application, and they need, the important part here is that they need to call our office to let us know that they submitted the application, because with the system right now, we don't get an alert. So they have to call our office at 724-284-5354 to alert us that they've submitted that application.
So
once they've done that,
let me ask you first, when we go to the website, do we type in County Fusion website, or do we go to a different website and we click on County Fusion?
I'm sorry. If you go to my homepage, which is at the butlercountypa.gov.
Okay.
You go to under government, you'll see elected officials. And then you'll go to Register of Wills and Orphans Court.
Okay. And then we go through that. Then we answer questions. We submit it and then call your office. Again, that
That's
phone
right.
number is 724-284-5354. Okay. So now where do we go?
So now one of my staff members will review the application with the couple. We'll have to take we'll ask a few more questions, including their social security numbers. If they left anything blank, we'll ask them that. And then there are a few other questions that we ask everyone. So after we have done that, we will get their physical mail address and their email address. We're going to mail them the application. Once, or they could pick it up upstairs at the County Government Center. Once they have the application, they also need to let us know that they have received it. They'll get a letter in the mail saying, please call our office at that same phone number between 8:30 and 4:30 p.m. to schedule your Zoom meeting. So we will then schedule a Zoom meeting with them. During the Zoom meeting, the applicants must be together. We need to be able to see both of them. We're going to ask them some additional questions, like the ones I said before, about being related, being under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And then once we direct them, they're going to need to turn the camera so we're able to view them sign their application. They need to sign their first, middle, and last name and take an oath. And that's about it.
Isn't that interesting?
And then they'll have to get the application back to us.
That is very interesting. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions. One, I'm going to go back to where you said if you fill or if you leave something blank, then we can, you know, fill it in while we're talking online. So that's okay. And I don't mean for people to leave everything blank, but I know that in forms that I'm filling out, sometimes I have a question and it's like, what do we put there? You know, so it is okay to still turn this in with maybe one or two blank spaces?
That's correct. Sometimes, you know, an individual doesn't know the location of one of their parents, or they don't know their birthplace. So we can handle that with them on the phone. They can leave it blank.
Okay.
Or put unknown.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then you can take care of that through this process. And then the other thing I wanted to make sure that we cover is, are there only specific couples that are allowed to do this right now, or anybody planning to get married? Can they apply for a marriage license? What's your rule about that?
Well, because these are difficult times, and I've had to furlough, you know, 4 members of my staff. I only have 3 people working right now. We are asking that at least one marriage applicant be a Butler County resident, and also that they have a scheduled wedding date. We have had some couples call and we'll say, okay, well, do you have, you know, what's your anticipated wedding date? We'll say, oh, I don't know. We just want to get married. You know, we want to make sure people actually have something scheduled and that they have someone to marry them, because the application and the license is only one part of the process. You still need an officiant to marry you.
Okay, so what about those folks that were going to previous before all of this kind of went down on us? But what about those folks that were just going to go to the court and get married that way? I mean, in that kind of scenario, you don't really have an officiant ready to go, do you? Or does that apply here?
They would. It does apply, because they would still have to set something up with one of the judges or one of the magisterial district judges.
Okay.
They couldn't just walk in and get married.
Okay. So then another rule that you have is that you're not issuing self-uniting marriage license at this time. What does that mean to you?
A self-uniting marriage license is a little more open-ended than the traditional marriage licenses, in that it's when a couple in front of 2 witnesses proclaims that, you know, they are marrying one another. And it was doing the not allowing self-uniting was just another way of limiting the marriage licenses that we're issuing now. First of all, obviously, we're all supposed to be social distancing.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And the self-uniting is just somewhat more complicated of a marriage license. We actually don't get that many.
But just in case somebody had it in mind, that's not something that you're doing at this point with a marriage license. Okay. Okay. So again,
correct.
This is something that you've just recently set up. Have you gone through any of the applications yet? Has this been underway? Have you been successful at getting some of these marriage licenses out virtually yet?
We started one yesterday with a local woman and her fiance. We have not done the Zoom part yet.
Okay.
However, we have been opening estates via the Zoom process. So we have a little bit of practice with that.
It's just an interesting thing that you know, I opened it up and I just, you know, I just found that it to be interesting and in all the different things that we can do virtually and how we've kind of all had to jump into technology, whether we tried to avoid it or not. You know, we're there now. And so, you know, it's just interesting. So I think it's a great idea that this has been put in place. And so, again, give us the website where we start. And then I know we'd end up clicking County Fusion, that website, and then going through the process. But give us the initial website once again.
It's www.butlercountypa.gov.
And you can go from there. So marriage license virtually at this point, do you think this is here to stay, or do you think that this is just temporary until we find a new normal?
I think that this is a service that we will continue to offer in certain circumstances, such as people who are ill and can't get to the office to get their marriage license, or, you know, maybe I don't know, but that would be number one.
It's a possibility.
That's a possibility.
Interesting. Sarah Edwards, Butler County Register of Wills, Clerk of Orphans Court. Thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate you walking us through that process. And it may not be us getting married, but maybe we know somebody getting married. And I have found that in this time, whenever you're used to being able to take care of things, now in this time, you don't know how to take care of it. So this is a good solution for folks who already have a wedding date set. So, Sarah, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tracy.